Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोतर श्रीमत श्रीमत ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोतर श्रीमत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्वेत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की, वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की, नवदीप मायापुर धाम की, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, बृहत मृदंग की, समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सिंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सिंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सिंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti. Text 2.
Te nini yodakam sarve vilipya cha brisham puna Alupta hari padabcha Rajaputa sarijale Tenini yodakam sarve Vilipya cha brusham puna Alupta hari padabcha Rajaputa sarijale Tenini yodakam sarve Vilipya cha brisham puna Alupta hari padabcha Rajaputa sarijale
Matajis. Word to word meaning. Te. All of them. Niniya, having offered. Udakam, water. Sarve, every one of them. Vilapya, having lamented. Cha, and. Brisham, sufficiently. Puna, again. Alupta, Apluta took bath. Hari Padabja, the lotus feet of Lord. Raja, dust. Puta, purified. Sarita, of the Ganges. Jale, in the water. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Translation, having lamented over them and sufficiently offered Ganges water, they bathe in the Ganges, whose water is sanctified due to being mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. Text 3.
Tatrasinam kurupatim dhrutarashtam sahanujam gandharim putrashok Gandharim putra shokatram prutham krishnam chamadhava prutham krishnam chamadhava.
Translation. There sat the king of the Kurus, Maharaj Yudhishthir, along with his young brother and Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, Kunti and Draupadi, all overwhelmed with the grief. Lord Krishna was also there. Purport.
The battle of Kurukshetra was fought between family members, and thus all affected persons were also family members like Maharaj Yudhishthir and brothers. Kunti, Draupadi, Subhadra, Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and her daughter-in-law, etc. All the principal body, dead bodies were in some way or other related with each other, and therefore the family grief was combined. Lord Krishna was also one of them as a cousin of the Pandavas and nephew of Kunti, as well as brother of Subhadra, etc. The Lord therefore was equally sympathetic towards all of them, and therefore he began to pacify them befittingly. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Cha Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Brasha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Tanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Shesha Shunyavati Pashatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, the episode which we are starting is the prayers of Kunkunti, and here we see all of them have assembled at the Ganges and along with the Kauravas and Pandavas, along with the Dhritarashtras and Gandhari, Kunti, and along with Krishna. And Krishna is there to now pacify them, sympathize with them. So, it is very difficult to understand what someone is going through in a situations like this, like whether it is a death of somebody close ones, or accident, or loss of something which is very near and dear one, dear thing. So, sometimes grief overpowers us. So, there is one story. Lord Buddha was approached by an old woman, and because she lost the last son of her, and she approaches Buddha and says that, please bring back my son. No, I don't want to hear anything else. And Buddha understood she is not ready to hear anything. Therefore, Buddha advises her to go around in this village and get me, I will bring back the son, but get me first some sesame seeds from one of the house where there has been no death. And she, in the joy that, okay, there is some way, so she is fine, she goes around the whole village, knocking on the doors, trying to figure it out if there is any home from where she can get the sesame seeds, where there is no death happen. But unfortunately, there was no such a house. So, sometimes, and then actually, she learns a lesson. So Buddha had made that trick to understand her. Sometimes straightforward saying will not, people will not take up. So Lord Buddha makes that trick to make her understand, to answer her own questions. So sometimes we don't understand the nature's simple and stringent laws. So even when what should we do when we are in such a situations, how a devotee expresses and how a materialist expresses when they are caught up in this such kind of situations. So Tamalkrishna Maharaj, he was reading through the Sita Pragya section and Srila Prabhupada stops and then comments. Srila Prabhupada says, and he says about this, when there is a misery, a Krishna conscious person takes the responsibility on himself. But when there is a happiness, it is, he says, it is due to Krishna. But exactly opposite of a materialistic person, when there is a misery, he says, oh, God has put me into such a troubled situation, into this miserable situation. But when there is a happiness, and when his friends appreciate him, oh, you are now so well-to-do, he says, oh, you don't know how much I have worked out hard, you know, how much I toiled to get through this. So when there is a happiness, he takes the credit for himself. But when there is a distress, he gives a discredit to Krishna. Oh, Krishna has put me into this such a miserable situation. But Krishna conscious person is, when he's in distress, he says, yes, it is due to my past misdeeds. I was supposed to suffer 100 times more. But Krishna is merciful that he has just given me this token. And when there is a happiness, oh, then he says, it's all is given by Krishna. Therefore, all the opulences should actually be given out to Krishna and Krishna service. That is the difference between the outlook of a materialist and a well-situated Krishna conscious person, a devotee. So, how should a devotee act or say when he sees others are in such a situation? How should he pacify others? You know, what should be the stance? So, Radhesham Prabhu was once asking to His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj. He asked, like, are you a liberal or a conservative? And Radha Maharaj replied, whatever is the best to serve that person. That was the answer. Whatever is the best to serve that person. So it's not too much to pamper, to stop his growth, and not too straightforward to break his heart and emotions. So to pacify or sympathize, what we'll be discussing now, there are the four levels, four progressive levels. First is a pity. It is like, I am sorry for you. Then is a sympathy, where you want to sympathize with others. I feel for you. Empathy, next level, which says, I am with you. And then the more progressive level is a compassion, where I am moved by you, or some action is intended there. So we'll see it in our discussion, these four progressive levels. So the first thing is pity. I am sorry for you. So there is a conversation between Vidurji and Maitreya in the third canto of fifth chapter, wherein Vidurji says, तांशोय शोचन अविदो अनुशोचे हरे कथाया विमुखान अघेन क्षिणोति देवो अनिमिषस्तु एषाम् आयुर्वृथावाद् गति स्मृतीनाम्. Vidur ji is addressing to Maitreya Muni. O sage, person because of their sinful activities are averse to the topics of transcendence and thus ignorant of the purpose of the Mahabharata or Bhagavad Gita are pitied by the pitiable. And further he says, I also pity them because I see how their duration of life is spoiled by eternal time while they involve themselves in presentation of philosophical speculation, theoretical ultimate goal of life and different modes of rituals. So herein, Vidurji is describing that there are three kinds of people he is mentioning. The first kind of class is Tan Shocha Anshochan Avido Anu Shoche. Those who are in a mode of ignorance and passion. Why? Because of their sinful activities, they are averse to the topic of transcendence. They are averse to the existence of the God. Or they accept the existence of God just as a order supplier. So somebody is in a mode of passion, he will take the God as a order supplier. Or in a mode of ignorance, he will not accept God. Acceptance of God will not be there. So we see sometimes order supply. So sometimes when we give JOSD or the initial Bhagavad Gita sessions to the new people, and we come to the point that God is, we should be, our eternal nature is, we should love and serve God. They immediately they ask questions or they have a question in their mind that actually God should serve us and provide the good things to us. So this is because of the sheer ignorance of who the God, they don't know about God, who the God is. Or because of the passion of having so many things for themselves, for their own sense enjoyment. And that's how they covered up the existence of God. So this is the first kind of person Vidurji is mentioning here. The second kind of person Vidurji is mentioning are the impersonalists. Though they are situated in a mode of goodness, but they believe into the impersonal aspect. They don't believe on the supreme personality of Godhead. And they go on mental speculations. And they have no faith in supreme personality of Godhead. And that's the reason they have no interest in Krishna Katha. So these are the second kind of person who also have no interest in a Krishna Katha because of their mental speculation or impersonalistic ideas. In the third category here, Vidurji is mentioning are the transcendentalists or those who are in a Shuddha Sattva, devotees of the Lord. So these devotees are convinced about name, form and qualities of Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-different. Hearing about Supreme Personality of Godhead means to have a face and face with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they consider their purusharth, the ultimate aim of life is performing devotional service. So these are the devotees in the Shuddha Sattva. So these are the three categories he's discussed. And he says further that impersonalists feel pity for those who are in the mode of ignorance and passion. But however, Vidurji is saying, not only he pity those mode of ignorance and passion, but he also feels pity for those who are impersonalist. Why? Because they are bereft of nectarian Krishna Katha. So he says,
Paravaresham Bhagavan Vritani Shrutani me vyasa mukhadabhikshanam atrupnamakshulla sukhavahanam teshamrute krishna kathamrutogat.
He says, O my Lord, I have repeatedly heard about the higher and lower statuses of the human society from the mouth of Vyasadevs. that's going through the Mahabharata or all the Vedas. And I'm quite satiated with all these lesser subject matters and their happiness. They do derive some happiness, but I'm very much satiated with this happiness. And Pada says, Tesham Rute Krishna Katham Ruto Gat. They have not satisfied me with the nectar topics about Krishna. So in conclusion, he is saying, only satisfaction of the soul he finds when there is a nectarian Krishna Katha. So all other subject matters which are like a mundane topic of social and political influences, they can't give actually the inner happiness or so happiness to the soul. And Srila Prabhupada rises into the purport of this verse and he says, how you can transform even this kind of subject matter or anything come in touch with a Krishna, it becomes Krishna Katha. Even these subject matters can become Krishna Katha. And he says, historical event and other narrations concerning social and political incidents all become transcendental as soon as they are in relationship with Krishna. And that's how we see Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and even Srila Prabhupada used to take upon some current topics and used to give a Krishna consciousness perspective into their magazines. That is a way to transform mundane things into spiritual identity. The whole world can be transformed into Vaikuntha if all worldly activities are dovetailed with Krishna Katha. And Prabhupada further says, what are the Krishna Katha? And this is very important for us. He says, there are two important Krishna Katha current in this world. Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita, because it is spoken by Lord Shri Krishna himself. And Srimad Bhagavatam is because it talks about the topics of Lord Shri Krishna. It narrates about the Krishna Leela. He says, Lord Chaitanya advised all his disciples to preach Krishna Katha all over the world without discrimination because the transcendental value of Krishna Katha can purify one and all from material contaminations. So this is very important for us because the December marathon is going on and that's how we should distribute this message, this Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and related topics, related books all over the world. So that let this Krishna Katha, because this Krishna Katha is the ultimate solution over everything. And this is Krishna Katha which the great devotees have so much joy to hear. So as like a fire is never satiated with whatever the firewood you offer, it just devours all the firewood. So is the devotee of the Lord. He has no bounds. He has no limits of hearing Krishna Katha. And hearing this Krishna Katha, what are the transformation one can get? So in the 10th canto, Parikshit Maharaj says, Yena yena avatarena Bhagavan Harireshwara Karoti Karna Ramyani Manotnyani Chana Prabho. And he talks about these six transformation. He says, Yashanvato Pati Atir Vrishna Satvam Chashuddheti Achirena Pumsa Bhaktir Harotat Purushe Chasakhyam Tadevaharam Vadamanasse Cheta. So, when we hear from some bona fide source about the topics of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, what happens? The first effect it happens is unattractiveness of Krishna is vanquished from our heart. So, staying in the material world naturally, we have developed the unattractiveness for Krishna and we hear lot many other topics. So we don't have much attraction for the Krishna Katha. But as somebody starts hearing Krishna Katha, then unattractiveness for Krishna Katha will gradually fade away. And the second thing it happens is, see, we all have a very intense attraction for other topics. So it's like, you know, many speakers have this. Whenever the speaker speaks, and it starts about the direct Krishna Katha, people start feeling sleepy. But as soon as there is some anecdote or something, you know, masala, then everyone's eyes open. And they remember the anecdote, but not the lesson. So that's what it shows, that we have so much attraction, interest, intense attraction for the mundane subject matters. By hearing Krishna Katha, this intense attachment for this mundane Krishna mundane subject matters will also gradually vanish. So this is the second effect. Third thing what happens is, it says, Sattvam. We will come into the mode of goodness. Because of mode of passion, you know, when we speak to some of the new students, within a 5-10 minutes they start changing their positions. Mode of passion is so high, they cannot concentrate. Chanchal. So they cannot actually just stay at one place and hear something. But if somebody continues to hear Krishna Katha, he will gradually come into the mode of goodness and he start hearing this, right? So sometimes, a guest came to our base program and he was surprised to see that, you know, all the students, you know, youngsters of Mumbai, they are ready to hear for a 1-hour long Krishna Katha. So they were very surprised. How it could happen? Earlier it was not possible. How it could happen? Because of hearing gradually, they have come into the mode of goodness. Right? And that's how the capacity is increased. The next, what the transformation again happens with the hearing is Shuddhait. That means the heart is cleansed of all the impurities, all the anarthas. Slowly, slowly, as we hear Krishna Katha, heart will be cleansed off. Like if the water is there, and the water is very impure, will you call it as a, it is not a, you will not able to drink it. But if you purify the water, all the impurities will go away. And what will remain? Yes, the next effect is the pure love for Krishna will remain in the heart. That will be awakened in our heart. That means, will able to perform the devotional service and attraction for Krishna, Krishna Prem, will be developed into our heart. So that's the fifth effect of hearing Krishna Katha. The sixth effect, he says, not only love for Krishna, but love for Tat Purusheca Sakhyam. You will develop friendship with the devotees of the Lord. Right? So this is the the six effects when somebody starts hearing Krishna Katha. So that's why Krishna says in the 7th chapter, Tachshuno maya asaktam manapata yogam injun madashraya asanshayam samagramva yatha adnyasasi tachshuno. By shuno, tachshuno, just hear Arjuna. Just by hearing, what will happen? What will happen? Asanshayam. All the doubts will be vanquished. What will happen? Then you will be able to take my madashraya. Then yogam yunjun, you will be more connected with me, and mana asakta. It is so difficult to concentrate your mind, but that will happen. You will be very much asakta to me. You will be able to achieve Krishna Prem. That all these things happen just by hearing process. Hearing. So, so as somebody starts hearing, he will able, because hearing is the medicine. Hearing Krishna Katha, hearing the holy name is really medicine in this material world. And that's why Viduji feels very pity over those who are close to this hearing. Right? Those people who are, because of their mental speculation or because of their ignorant passions, they are not ready to hear anything. So Srila Prabhupada also felt very pity on one time when he was taking a morning walk. At 6:30 a.m. in the morning, he saw one person playing. And he asked, what is he doing? And devotees replied, Prabhupada, he is practicing golf. And Prabhupada said, early morning, 6:30 a.m. He has so much determination to practice. What a golf. He's actually wasting his life. What is he doing? He is wasting his human form of life. If that determination he utilizes for in the service of Krishna and hear about Krishna's topic, his life will be perfect. He will be liberated from this bondage. So it's a really pity on those people. So it's a pity. I sorry for them. The next level of progressive way is sympathy, where he says, I feel for you. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, this is in the second chapter, Krishna says to Arjuna that fight for the sake of fighting, you know, without considering whether there is a happiness or distress, loss or gain, victory or defeat. You fight in this mood and that's how you will not incur any sin. Now what in this sense Krishna is saying, Lord Krishna is saying in instructing him is fight simply because he is desiring. Lord Krishna is desiring this battle and Arjuna should just follow it. So it's very difficult for Arjuna to hear that, you know, just to fight for the cause of somebody. So in a conditioned state, it is very difficult for us for all time to follow someone else's wish. All time doing somebody else's thought process. So offering the result of all activities to somebody else, it looks like a slavery, you know. It doesn't appeal somebody from the materialistic perspective. For a conditioned state, it is not really appealing. That's why keeping that in a context, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Shri Krishna further says very encouraging words. And what does he say? Says, Neha bikrama nashosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpamasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. He says, in this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution. And a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. So Srila Prabhupada mentions this. Even if somebody reads just one page, or even if somebody takes one morsel of prasad, that can help them to get liberation. They can be liberated. So, similarly, a small little devotion or devotion service can protect them from such a greatest of the danger. Right? Greatest of the danger to going into the gliding down into the lower species of life. So there is no loss and no diminution in this path. Prabhupada says and writes there, he says, any work begun in the material plane has to be completed. Otherwise, it doesn't have any effect. Otherwise, it will not have, it becomes like a failure. But whereas in Krishna consciousness, even if somebody performs 1% in this life, in next life, he can start from the 2%. That is the benefit. And he quotes example of Ajamil and he says, Ajamil performed his duty in the some percentage of Krishna consciousness. But the result he enjoyed at the end was 100% by grace of the Lord. Right. So, Satsuru Maharaj, he recollects an incident. When he was in the early days in the Boston temple, there used to be one carpenter who used to come to the temple and was helping the devotees into the projects. So many other different work and projects. He was not interested into Krishna conscious philosophy. He was not at all interested in Krishna conscious philosophy. So Satsuru Maharaj was in a dilemma, how should we deal with him now? Then he wrote to Srila Prabhupada, what should we do with this person? Should we just keep talking to him? Or shall we just, you know, leave him? Prabhupada mentions, he encouraged, he said, even if he turns one screw in the temple, he can be liberated. Right? Svalpamasi dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. Even the smallest devotion service somebody can perform, he can, you know, adding up into his devotional quota and can get a liberation. And Prabhupada had a full faith in that principle and that's why Prabhupada instructed, engage him in somehow or other. And let him perform some devotional service. That will help him. So from this verse we understand how Lord Krishna is so encouraging us to perform the practice of devotional service. Even if we may not able to come to the perfection, but whatsoever is possible, we should continue doing it. So he's in one sense, he's sympathizing with our mindset that we don't want to accept everything in full and in totality of somebody else's wish. But whatsoever is possible, just do it. Right? That's how Lord Krishna is sympathizing with this word, Neha Bikramanashosti. Further, Lord Krishna says, In the third chapter, and Prabhupada writes into the one of the purport of 3.31, he says, big philosophers who write the commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, but they don't have any faith, will never achieve liberation. Whereas an ordinary man with a firm faith on the eternal injunctions of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and the Lord Krishna's words, that ordinary person, even though may not able to execute such orders, becomes liberated from the bondage of laws of karma. Just being having a firm faith into these eternal injunctions. Prabhupada further says, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord. But because one is not resentful of this principle, works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. Right? So, therefore, we should not feel any resentful when we see there is a gap between our present situation and the final destination. That's a pure devotional service. Right? We should not, if there is some gap, we should not be, or the final surrender, we should not feel very much morose or resentful about it, or feel failure or hopelessness about it. Or Krishna is giving this hope, or Srila Prabhupada is extending that hope. He is sympathizing with us. Right? So, this is a sympathy what Lord Krishna is offering, and Srila Prabhupada is expanding it. Not only this, Lord Shri Krishna also sympathizes. When Satyabhama informs Lord about the murder of her father, Krishna began to lament like an ordinary man. And Prabhupada writes there, comments there, Lord Krishna has nothing to do with the action and reactions, but because he is playing the part of a human being, he expressed his full sympathy for the bereavement of Satyabhama. So even Lord Krishna shows sympathy to Satyabhama. So a third class devotee, there is a Kanishtha Adhikari, he only worships the deities, he is only has a reverential relationship with the deities, but he doesn't have any sympathy for the devotees. But a Madhyam Adhikari, the higher level, is he makes a friendship with the devotees of the Lord. He acts compassionately towards the general pupil, right, and teaching them devotional service. So sympathy is of very much importance into our Krishna consciousness. The higher progressive level is after pity, sympathy, and then comes the empathy. Now, empathy is, I am with you, understanding their perspective, coming down to their level and understanding them. That is the empathy. So, again in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, Chanchalami Mana Krishna Pramati Balavat Dradam Tasyaham Nigraham Manne Vayureva Sudushkuram. So he says, O Lord Krishna, the mind is so restless, turbulent, obstinate and very strong. He is expressing these four things. And these four things makes the mind the worst enemy. And that is just, we have to live with it within us. That is the enemy, mind. So Arjuna says, the fight with the mind is such a difficult. He says, Tasyam nigraham manne vayu reva sudushkaram. I can control the raging wind. Now raging wind means what? Storms, tornadoes. It's so difficult to control. Even the such a modern state as like a US, when tornado happens, they have only one solution. Back it. No other solution. Right? But Arjuna is saying, I can even control the wind by the power of his arrows and power of his mantras. He can control the arrow, he can control that raging wind, but I can't control the mind. Right? So he is presenting his plea that it is so difficult for me, Krishna. Please understand me. So, you know, Lord Krishna is not like a sadist teacher. A sadist teacher takes a lot of pleasure when he finds the student not able to solve the assignment. He feels a lot of pleasure. And want to give that kind of question. He want to say that kind of questions where a student cannot answer. Right? But Lord Krishna is not like that. Lord Krishna, actually, he says,
Asanshayam Mahabaho, Mano Durnigraha Chalam, Abhyasena Dukonteya, Vairagya Chakriyate.
So, Asamshayam, undoubtedly, yes, I know, Arjuna. I know, although you are such a great warrior, I know that it is very, very difficult. Right? So, what does Lord Krishna is doing here? He's empathizing with the Arjuna. He's coming down to the level of Arjuna and trying to understand what the assignment is, what the problem is. Seeing not from his perspective, but coming to his level and seeing it. Oh, yes, it is very difficult, Arjuna. And then giving a hint also how he can solve this. Right? So empathizing, emphatically talking about the solution also. So otherwise people just empathize and don't talk about the solutions. So he is doing it both, empathizing and emphatically talking about the solution also. So empathy is to come down to their level, right? Put ourselves into the other's shoes, understanding their perspective. That is the empathy. Like one person was saying, when he was driving in a car, he saw the ahead his car in the traffic, the car ahead of his was moving very slow, although the road was very clear, but it was like moving very slow, inches by inches. So he was like very much disgusted and he lost his cool and he was like about to, you know, blast at him. But then he read the label on his car, physically challenged, be patient. And immediately after reading that label, he immediately calmed down and slowed down. So what happens when everyone is fighting their own battles, right? They are going through inside something, right? So we don't know what they are going through. But the least is we can be just be kind and be patient with them. So that is empathy. So putting ourselves into other shoes and try to understand the difficulties and the pains others are going through. In the case, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, demigods are approaching to the Dadichi Muni and they went to ask his body for the making the thunderbolt out of his back, out of his backbones as per the instruction of the Lord to kill Vritrasur. So, there one shloka comes, demigods are saying, Nunam Swartha Paro Loko Na Vedo Para Na Vede Para Sankatam Yadi Vedana Yachet Neti Nahayad Ishvara. So, what does it say? They're saying, those who are too self-interested beg something from others, not knowing of others' pain. But if beggar knew the difficulty of the giver, he will not ask for anything. Similarly, he who is able to give charity does not know the beggar's difficulty, for otherwise he will not refuse to give the beggar anything he might want as a charity. So what here they are saying is this: understanding the position of others or empathizing with others, whether it is a donor or whether it is a beggar, right? So that's how we need to empathize. So sometimes unless we go through the pain and sufferings, we cannot understand the pain and suffering of others. So, there was one guru, a teacher, and he was training a prince, and the whole training was finished. Prince was sent back, and now prince was taking the slowly charge, and the day was decided where he will be coronated as an emperor, taking the full charge. The day before he takes over the full charge, his guru comes in the assembly and this prince comes down and touches the feet, taking his blessings. But guru takes out his stick and starts beating this prince, beating him blue, black and blue. And everyone is wondering, what did he do wrong? King comes, what did he do wrong? Please tell us, what was wrong? He said, I am teaching him the last lesson. What was the last lesson? And what is this? He says,
It was his last lesson, because sometimes when he becomes a king, he will punish somebody. And when he punishes somebody, what the pain he is experiencing now, he will understand. If he punishes somebody, what the pain will the other person will experience. So he will pass on his judgment very carefully. So somebody who has gone through the pain, then he will understand what the pain others are receiving. Right? So I just remember one of my friend, he was saying that, you know, earlier he had been hearing that, you know, his friend saying to him that, you know, some of my relatives were like 1 month in a hospital, and it was such a difficult time. And he took it like lightly. Yes, yes, okay, 1 month, kind of like, you know, feeling pity on it, feeling sympathizing on it. But then he said, when I have to go through, when his one of his close relative was admitted, and I have to go through and to and fro from his job and staying back in hospitals for a month long, then he understood how difficult it is, how painful it is. And now he can empathize better now what it means, the hospitalization, what it means. So, to empathize means to understand the pain of others. So, we must know what is it like to be in that situation. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, just in the previous chapter, the incident comes where in the Ashwatthama slaughter Draupadi's children. And she was going through such a pain. But she doesn't want that pain of loss of the son to be felt by wife of Drona. And that's why she's requesting Arjuna, please excuse him. Please leave Ashwatthama. Don't kill him. Right? So, here we see that Draupadi, even though she was suffering that condition, but she could empathize with another mother. Right? She doesn't want to inflict the same pain what she was going through. Right? So, that is empathy. So empathy is not just means, no, to put ourselves in the other shoes, but to walk along with them a mile. Then we understand it. So this is the empathy. Progressive way, the fourth level is compassion. Now what the compassion is, I am moved by you. That means it is not just a few words of sympathy or just a fellow feeling of empathy, but some action is intended. Some concrete action is intended. Some long-term benefit. What I'm putting up in this discussion is compassion is some long-term impressions, some long-term benefits. That's compassion, right? So quality of Madhyam Adhikari is he shows mercy or compassion to the ignorant or innocents. Now, what is the compassion means? To help somebody to advance into his Krishna consciousness. That's the compassion. So, once when Srila Prabhupada was taking a walk, he was in London, and he was going through the area where there are so many slums, the row houses. The slums there are means the row houses. So, he was pointing the cane towards those slum area, and he said, one day by good fortune, these people will also become devotees. One day by good fortune, these people will also become devotees. So one devotee became confused and he was like, you know, Srila Prabhupada was using the word good fortune. And he remembered Srila Prabhupada earlier saying that, you know, nothing happens by chance, by good chance, right? Everything happens for certain reason, right? So he could not understand now what Prabhupada said. It's by good fortune. And earlier I said, nothing happens by chance. How should he? So, he asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, good fortune, is it like by chance? Or what is it? Srila Prabhupada said, good fortune, what is that good fortune? Srila Prabhupada said, you are their good fortune. What it means is, you go and preach to them. You become the instrument. Right? You put the mercy of previous acharyas into action. Give that compassion of previous acharyas. Right? Act as an instrument. That is a good fortune. So that is a compassion. So, Srila Prabhupada, as in the initial days, Yamuna Mataji recalls that he was speaking about 14 to 15 days on Sanatan Shiksha. And for after 15 days or so, somebody raised a hand from the audience and he was asking, who is Lord Chaitanya? After speaking the whole Sanatan Shiksha, he's asking, on the 15th day, he's asking like, who is Lord Chaitanya? And Srila Prabhupada said, oh, you have asked very intelligent question. You are asking about, you are inquiring about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is very important. And then he explained for like half an hour about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how much Srila Prabhupada was compassionate and patient with him to take him to understand. So, understanding that different people have different capacities, he didn't overload him. Right? Sometimes when some of the window in our computer doesn't open, we click. We click, it doesn't open, double click. 2-3 times we click, and it doesn't open, and the whole system gets hanged. Right? So that's how a preacher should be. He should understand what is the capacity of somebody, and that's how he should give. And be patient with it. So, so Srila Prabhupada was very patient. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada was not so slow to give Krishna consciousness. So, Sasav Maharaj recalls, he said, Srila Prabhupada had an amazing combination of patience, at the same time, enthusiasm. He was a patient, because patient person may act sometimes in a very passive way. He may just, may not lead to the end point. So, and at the same time, somebody is very enthusiastic. He may want to see the results quickly. And by seeing that results quickly, he may just harm the whole things. But Srila Prabhupada had an amazing balance of patience and enthusiasm. Where he was very slow with this person and speaking him about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada wanted the whole world to be Krishna consciousness. Right? And at the same time, he was very patient with the people. Right? So, mercy or compassion, that means it involves a proper planning. That means they plan to extend this Krishna consciousness to all the innocent beings. So, one artist asked Srila Prabhupada, he said, should we become very expert and then start painting and start doing the service? Or should we just start Krishna consciousness and then later gain the expertise? Srila Prabhupada said, start with whatever knowledge you have. Because to become expertise, it anyway takes 7 lifetimes. So start with whatever you have. So artist asked, but how will the people will become impressed by our art? Srila Prabhupada said, we are not here to impress people. People are fool anyways. We are here to impress our previous acharyas, our Guru Shishya Parampara. Automatically, people will understand when we try to serve the Vani of Guru Shishya Parampara, the people will develop that understanding. If they understand our message, whatever expertise we have, sincere people will understand our motive. And Prabhupada gave the example, just like if the neighbor, if there is a fire in the neighborhood, will you try to understand, will you try to learn and expertise the language they speak? And then call out, come out, there is a fire. No. You will somehow or other, whatever knowledge you have, whatever knowledge, language science you have, you will express them to come out. Right? So, so do whatever is in the capacity. So we should become, the essence is, we should become just an instrument in the hands of our Guru Shishya Parampara. Actually, they carry the compassion, we just become the instrument. So, we see, in the Jatayu's episode also, Ramachandraji, he was overwhelmed with the compassion for Jatayu. Jatayu fought such a fierce battle with the demon king and suffered so many injuries. The Lord personally gave him a funeral rites. That grace which was not even available to Dashrath, but Lord gave that fortune to Jatayu. That's what it means. Compassion. I am moved by you. So these are the progressive ways just to summarize, what are the progressive levels we discussed was a pity, sorry for you, then sympathy, that means I am feeling for you. Empathy, that means I am with you, I am with you. But compassion means I am moved by you, intending some action in a long-term benefit. So, I stop here. Hare Krishna. I feel very fortunate enough to be in such a community of devotees where they are practicing these principles of empathy and compassion and sympathy. Because when I went through the so many tough instances in my life, devotees are always supportive and sympathetic and compassionate for me all times. So I beg, though I am not worthy of it, but I beg to keep me in your compassionate shelter into this Vaishnava Sangh, shelter of Radha Gopinaji, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Shishya Parampara. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.